Anti-science types will say that if you think that sub-Saharan Africans have an average IQ of 70, then you think that because you're racist and you want it to be the case. That's simply not so. I have serious doubts that the IQ is that low, particularly that it could be as low as 60. If you look at how these results are gathered, they get a load of school children. Often these school children go to terrible schools where they write in their finger in the dirt, where they've never seen paper, where they've never used pens, where they've never seen geometrical shapes before, and they are administered a test involving geometrical shapes. If, assuming that the tester gives away the first answer to tell them how it's done, then you get to a point, if the IQ is only about 60, that it's no better than chance. So the implication is that they're just guessing the answers. They're probably far more intelligent than 60 gives them credit for. It is that the instrument is not a good instrument for people living in extremely impoverished conditions. It does not do their intelligence justice.